Kenneth Scott, an international human rights lawyer, war crimes prosecutor, and former UN Commissioner on Human Rights in South Sudan, told South Sudan in Focus from Denver City in the United States that the submission he and other lawyers filed with the ICC was a result of extensive work following consultation with many different sources to support their evidence.
We interviewed various victims of the war, and 31 victims have come forward in particular to support our showing.
Scott declined to disclose the names of the perpetrators of violence. He says it's up to the International Criminal Court to decide who they would charge. Scott says he has provided detailed information concerning the alleged responsible parties.
It's clear from the evidence that's been gathered so far that a great deal of the displacement was conducted by government troops, and it was done on such a widespread and systematic basis.
Scott says some of the violence and displacement was also carried out by people in the opposition, adding, quote, there could be responsibility on multiple sides, end quote. He says the victims and other parties are seeking ICC support and want to see the perpetrators of alleged war crimes and atrocities held responsible and receive reparations for the abuses they suffered.
Most of these people want is they want to see justice done. There is great frustration that the promised hybrid court has never been set up, even though now it's been many years since it was promised. And there's a great deal of frustration among the people, and the people want to see justice done.
Scott says the processes involve the ICC commencing a preliminary examination of the petition. Following that, he says the office of the prosecutor would make a further determination to go to the court for approval for a full investigation before any indictments are processed. He said similar steps were carried out in Ukraine, the state of Georgia, and Colombia, among other countries. Scott says there was increasing frustration with both the South Sudan government and the African Union regarding the alleged atrocities committed in South Sudan, prompting the lawyers to seek ICC intervention. He said the African Union was empowered by the regional peace agreement of 2015 and the revitalized agreement of September 2018 to set up a hybrid court.
Unfortunately, that hasn't happened. So I think now the desire is to reach out to other possibilities. And if it isn't going to be the hybrid court, then it should be the International Criminal Court, which should certainly come in alongside any other efforts that might be made.
Chapter 531 of the 2018 peace deal states there shall be established an independent hybrid judicial court, the Hybrid Court for South Sudan, by the African Union Commission to investigate and, where necessary, prosecute individuals bearing responsibility for violations of international law and or applicable South Sudanese law committed from 15th December 2013 through the end of the transitional period. Pokboth Baluang, Director for Information and Acting Press Secretary in the Office of First Vice President Dr. Riek Machar, said they have not received any official report from human rights lawyers that warrants a comment from the SPLM-AIO, but says the party is requesting details of the submission filed with the ICC.
Who are these members of the IO that has been mentioned? Where this the alleged atrocities or crimes against humanity was committed? We need all these details so that I can know. Honestly, we did not come across this report.
Government spokesperson and Information Minister Michael Makwe did not answer repeated calls requesting for comment on this report. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon in Juba.